Welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 463. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from the Windbreakers from Jackson, Mississippi. That song is called Changeless, and it's on the band's album Terminal, which came out in 1985 on Homestead Records. I bought that record the way I used to buy all my records back in the 80s. I would look through, I'd find a cover I like or a label I like, and I'd just buy it. No record stores had turntables for you to listen to records in back in those days. You just bought it. And for me, when I saw a record last week that came out in 1985 on Homestead Records that I didn't know anything about, it was worth a shot. I'm so glad I did. The band reminds me a little of the rest of the 1985 crew. There's elements of that sort of Minutemen in there, but mostly it reminds me of Guadalcanal Diary, who later got a little more polished than that, but this album is really, really good, and now I have to go back and hunt for more from the Windbreakers. Anyway, I've got good music for you this week. Some bands that I know and some I don't. We're going to dig into one that should be part of your vocabulary. This is The Chills. The song is called Scarred.
Across my border for a loss. Trust not going where I
Welcome back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 463. We started things off there with The Chills from Dunedin, New Zealand, the champions of Kiwi pop for so many years. The track I played there is called Scarred. It's on the band's new album, Snowbound, which just came out September 14th on Fire Records. It is the band's second reunion album after that lengthy hiatus. It's a little more focused than the last album, a little more pop. Not sure I like it as well, but there are some good tracks there, and that was one of them. Then we slipped over to Ann Arbor, Michigan to see Fred Thomas, formerly of Saturday Looks Good to Me, or Sounds Good to Me. Ah, gosh, it's been so long. The track I played there was Alcohol Poisoning. It's on the album After King, which came out same time, September 14th, on Polyvinyl Records. That album is an interesting one. It seems like he wanted to make an album and someone let him, and we're glad he did, because the first side feels like that. A little indie rock, a little noisy, lots of hooks. And the backside is largely 9-minute long tracks that fill stream of conscious and a lot like, say, a Mark Kozelek sort of track, but maybe not quite as indulgent. I'm a fan of that album, and every time I listen to it, I like it just a little bit more. And then we ended that set with a track by Swearin. That song is called Dogpile. That's on the band's new album, Fall Into the Sun, which comes out this Friday, October 15th, on Merge Records. And, of course, is known as the Project Alison Crutchfield, but don't discount Kyle Gilbride on that one, because some of those tracks are my very favorite ones on that album. That is very solid. Give that one a stream. You're going to find something you like on that one. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how this came to be on the Too Much Rock podcast. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep it coming back week after week. Anyway, more music for you. Last couple of weeks, you've heard me working my way through a post-punk 5-CD compilation called To the Outside of Everything, The Story of UK Post-Punk. We are now to disc 3 of that set, and I've got my favorite track here. This is a band called Occult Chemistry. The song is called Fire.
Light white sky, shadow. create. Skin is burned to ashes. Scattered to the winds. Return to distance. Through the sky, through the trees. The darkness that surrounds you is power taking over the black white sky. Shadow. Black white sky. Shadow. Forces magnetic pull. Forces magnetic pull. Heartbeat mystery.
Welcome back. A little post-hardcore and a little post-punk started there with Occult Chemistry. The track was called Fire, and I heard that on the To the Outside of Everything, Story of UK Post-Punk 77 to 81, which came out December of 2007 on Cherry Red Records, though that originally came out as a four-song EP in 1980. I know very little about that UK band. We know that Martha Tilson, who later was in A Certain Ratio, sang on that one. And we know that I think Glenn Carmichael was the guy's name who kind of put that band together. But I think that was a one-off, that just four-song EP, and that was the end of that. But I've enjoyed that so much that I went and picked up the four-song EP, and it is just as good as that single. So I had to find that one digitally. Actually, you can download it for free on the guy's website. If I ever find that on vinyl, that's going to be a holy grail find right there. After that, we heard from Kansas City's ex-Acrobat. The song is called Perfect Timing and is on the band's self-titled EP, which came out last year, March 21st of 2017. Been catching that band alive a lot lately, and every time I see him, I just feel a little more kinship for him. So figured I better hunt down that album. And when I did, it ended up on the podcast because that's how things work. I'm about out of time, so let me wrap things up here. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 463. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. Lots of good things coming up this week. Monday, we have Screaming Females playing at the Record Bar. That used to be at Riot Room, by the way. It was moved to Record Bar. On the 2nd, Brandon Phillips and The Condition are playing a benefit at Record Bar. Or you can see Death Cab for Cutie at the Midland. On the 6th, Kimmy Dawson is at the Granada. On the 9th, Guar is and Hatebreed is at the Granada. On the 12th, The Roots are playing at Starlight. Or Man Bear is making their triumphant return to the Brick that night as well. On the 13th, Janelle Monáe is at Starlight. On the 13th, Snow Patrol is playing at Arrowhead. That's just crazy. On the 14th, The Church is playing at Record Bar. On the 18th, Cursive is at the Record Bar. On the 18th is also She Wants Revenge at the Riot Room. That might be worth going for just to see who shows up. On the 19th, Kansas is playing at the Midland. 20th, Slothrust is at the Record Bar. On the 22nd, Ted Leo coming to the Bottleneck. 23rd, Awake But Still in Bed at the Bottleneck. 27th, Ghost is at the Midland. That should be spooky, right? And Halloween, lots of options, but I'm looking at Of Montreal at the Granada, or maybe Bob Log the 3rd at Record Bar. Looking at the website, a few things have popped up there. You should have photos and video and my account of that Other Americans Seesaw and Pink Royal show that happened last week. So I've got one track here left for you. It's the project of Vivian Moon from Austin, Texas, and it's called Pastel Ghost. The track I'm going to play is called Emotion, and it's on the new album Ether Reality, which comes out this Friday, October 5th, on Cleopatra Records. It's a down-tempo, sort of electronica, a little dreamy album, and not normally what you hear on Too Much Rock, but sometimes it's 2 in the morning and I'm listening for music and it's dark, and well, I'm just in the headspace for this, so I hope you're in the right headspace to match it as well, because it can be a delightful trip for you. So we're going to end things here. This is Pastel Ghost. The song is Emotion. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.